Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Amp up. Here we go.
I do have alpacas.
Yes, I will take your alpacas.
No spoilers.
Alpacas or alpaca?
Alpacas. But we're alpacas. Jumping ahead. Hello, everyone. Hello. It's Molly Wood. Welcome back to Make Me Smart Daily Edition. I am so excited. All due respect to Kai, but he's out this week and I have Kimberly Adams and we have her for the whole week and it's going to be so great.
Who run the world? Girls.
Yay.
Yes. Happy to be here. Always got to start with Beyonce. Yep. Well, no, we'll start with the news fix. Yes.
I mean, I guess we'll start with the news fix, but in our hearts, we're starting with Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. It is Monday. It is the start of the week. We all had like a nice weekend and maybe unplugged from Twitter and then came back and got kicked in the gut hard on Sunday by the news. Just it being the news. Maybe that was just me. I don't really know. But here we are. We're going to do our little news fix. We're going to do a Make Me Smile. Kimberly and I are going to have tons of fun.
Yes.
And
although I did not take a break from Twitter for the weekend, and I hate to inform everyone that I may or may not have introduced my uncles to the term doom scrolling.
Don't get them doom scrolling. They're so pure.
No. They're not.
Don't do it.
They're not. I'm not. So I explained it to them, and they emphatically responded with how glad they are that that is not what they do and how they
right.
only seek positivity. And my uncle had this very long explanation on how he doesn't even click on the bad stories because he's worried the algorithms will serve him more bad stories, and he likes to keep things positive. So
I love
there
it.
You go.
We should explain a couple of things here. One is that if you're not familiar with Kimberly's uncles, the Davids, you need to be.
They're great.
I guess search your Twitter feed, look on Instagram. Anyway,
I'll post something.
Or in previous episodes, Kimberly will post something to direct you to her Uncle Davids, who are maybe one of the last vestiges of pure joy left. Like just love, just love. Left in America right now. Wonderful. And then doom scrolling is a term that refers to that thing you do where you just keep opening Twitter or maybe Instagram, but usually Twitter because that's where all the doom is. Even Google News. And you're just refreshing. Like, is there any? I can't stop looking. I cannot. And you find yourself just sinking into a deeper and darker malaise. And it's like Twitter is the energy vampire of your life. Basically.
Well.
Oop. Oh, I hit my on-air sign.
Did you break something?
No. I have a cute little on-air sign that hangs on my mic stand and I whacked it a little bit. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Just
right,
keep telling
so you
yourself
go first
that.
With right. your story.
Should we do the news? Okay, so
yes.
I have, like, since last week we've been following the Microsoft Twitter. Twitter needs to divest. Or, sorry, TikTok.
TikTok.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I want to talk about TikTok, not Twitter. So as you know, my child was freaking out. Ma, they're going to ban TikTok. I think it was even an episode title. And this last week was the week that this all accelerated. And President Trump did tell reporters aboard Air Force One, like, yes, I'm totally going to ban TikTok. Then he said, actually, we're just going to force a sale of TikTok. Then Microsoft said, oh, we'll totally buy that. And then Trump was like, no, I want it banned. Probably because, let's be honest, that's where they're organizing all the anti-Trump stuff. And then Trump said, no, it's cool. Microsoft can totally go ahead and buy TikTok. But U.S. Treasury should get a cut of the sale price because we made this happen. At which point you may have been asking yourself, I'm sorry, what? Is this legal? Is this how things work? Can that happen? What is even happening right now? Which would be fair.
I don't
These
ask myself those questions anymore.
I know, totally. But I did see a lot of that on Twitter. I kind of wanted to use my brief time on Make Me Smart to try to help everybody understand CFIUS. Because the reason
I'm here for it.
That a president can come along and basically be like, yeah, sorry, ByteDance, Chinese parent company of TikTok. You can't keep that if you want to do business in the United States, is because of CFIUS, which is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. This is a committee that has a ton of power. And the reason it's involved in TikTok is because TikTok, you may recall, used to be an app called Musical.ly, which was like ruining my life almost as much as TikTok back in 2016, 2017, because that's all the kids were doing ever. And it was like a little lip sync app, and it was super popular.
My niece was really into it.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, because it just involves them listening to the exact same snippet of song like over and over and over and over. This is where I'm going to point out that our American tech companies who are supposedly so good at stuff completely missed the boat and let the Chinese company ByteDance acquire Musical.ly, rebrand it as TikTok, and bring it back into the United States. Since that acquisition happened in 2017, CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., has been looking into this deal as a possible security, national security violation, and has come back with this recommendation that TikTok shouldn't be allowed to operate here as a company unless ByteDance divests. And apparently, late today, right before we started recording, evidently ByteDance said, appeared to confirm that they would go ahead with this divestiture, that they would sell TikTok. And that is how the president of the United States can basically be like, hey, private company over there in China, sorry, you got to sell this property. And now it may be happening. Now, as to the VIG, the kickback for Treasury, I do not know if that is legal or possible. I asked Twitter because I'm not really sure. We'll look into it. But as to why this might be happening, there you go.
I mean, in theory, if we had perhaps a more equitable tax structure in the United States, the kickback to the Treasury would be the taxes that an American company would pay for operating and doing business here and being profitable.
Oh, hey.
But
that's an idea.
That doesn't happen often.
It's an idea.
It's an idea. I mean, because one could say, let's go out on a limb here, develop a system in which companies that do well because of the structure of our society and the, you know, roads that we build with taxpayer dollars and the mail system we have and all of those other things that they would then contribute back to society through taxes. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, if in fact there were any kind of precedent or power that let the president demand a cut of an acquisition of one private company by another, I mean, you know, publicly traded company, wouldn't that also be, in fact, a tax?
Basically, yeah, that would be a tax, wouldn't it? It'd be like a tax for doing business in America.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is I went on Twitter right before the show and I was like, hey, has anybody ever heard of this? Like, have you... Any
I think it's just taxes.
So far,
I think that's exactly what it is, Molly. It's a tax.
It's literally taxes. Treasury will get 30% because taxes.
Because taxes. All right. Maybe Twitter will help make the both of us smarter about that and provide some sort of precedent or other way of thinking about that. I brought up the mail system because it's been on my mind because there's been so much in the conversation about mail-in voting in the pandemic, which lots more people want to do because we're supposed to be staying away from each other so as not to make the pandemic, which is already really bad, even worse. But it's an infrastructure thing, and it takes money. And state and local governments who run elections are short on cash at the moment, as you and Kai and lots of other folks have discussed. And so, you know, part of these ongoing debates over what's going to be in the next round of, you know, the aid package is, you know, what kind of money should be going to state and local governments? Should some of that be for, you know, shoring up the election and mail-in voting and boosting security infrastructure and all that stuff? And the president is really just doubling down on saying this is a terrible idea and this is really bad and it's vulnerable to fraud, which we know is not true. I mean, any more so than any other type of voting is. But it occurred to me this weekend as I was watching the Sunday morning talk shows, because that's how cool of a kid I am. I mean, this is what we do in Washington. We watch.
I was saying, live in DC. It's your thing. You have to.
This is what we do.
It's like your friends.
I mean, it's not like that.
No, as in you might literally know them. Is what I mean, because they might be like your neighbors. Yeah. No, sorry. I know you have real friends. I'd like to rewind.
Getting deeper, Molly.
I'd like a do-over.
But actually, it is weird because journalism is a pretty insular bubble, and we do sometimes see folk we know. Anywho, I heard a lot of different arguments about why mail-in voting, aka absentee voting, which are the same things, might be bad and things like that. And one of the arguments was that, well, these ballots might not get delivered. And what if people mail in their ballots and they just never arrive, or they get there late and the post office is not equipped to handle this? And I was thinking to myself, all of my bills arrive on time. Mm-hmm. All of them. Electric bill, water bill, bills, just, I never miss them, like, ever. And so, I mean, there are definitely some real problems in the Postal Service and concerns about mail being purposefully slowed down and adjustments to the overtime. Like, there are some real serious issues bubbling up there that could indeed be a threat to our democracy and our democratic functions. But I don't know. I get all my bills.
Yeah. Yep. No, there is a ton of stuff that we are, in fact, required to do by mail. Like, the way to address any concerns that you have about the process are, in fact, to pump in more resources as opposed to appoint a guy who is deliberately undermined. I mean, here's what the Washington Post said in the story that you posted in the rundown. And I'm quoting, Trump has indicated that he has no plans to back off his attacks on the integrity of the vote, strategists said. Some advisors acknowledged privately that the president may be laying the groundwork to claim the election was rigged if he loses in November.
I'm ready for that Make Me Smile,
like,
music.
Protect
now.
The post office. I know, we do. We need to smile. We need some smiling. Okay.
I believe you mentioned I can't say this word.
Alpacas. Alpacas. This is literally like, I'm just going for like the cheapest trick I know, which is when I need a smile, it's alpacas. Alpacas. Which are little llama-like creatures that smile all the time. And someone sent me, like, just a day ago, somebody posted, and you're going to have to go to the show notes at makemesmart.org and find the link, because somebody on Reddit just one day ago posted a video of a kid meeting a baby alpaca, and not only do they smile all the time, but they have these long noodle necks, and they hug. And the kid is basically like, hello, alpaca, and the alpaca's like, doink, and just like puts his little long noodle neck and doinks the kid on the top of the head and then wraps his little neck around him. And I just basically almost called in sick so I could watch it all day.
I was sorry, I'm just going to be doing that. It.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
and you're smiling.
That made me smile. That really did. It's adorable.
It is outrageous. And then you could have one because I'm, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I can't have one. I was just going to say, it reminds me of the cinder block cat, the cat who's on the treadmill and like doing the absolute least to go on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes. Exactly. Like, we just literally need cute animals right now. And honestly, I'm thinking that if I'm going to make it through all of this, I might have to get a pet alpaca, which you can do. I don't think you can in America. It's probably illegal. But I follow one from Australia, Alfie the alpaca in Adelaide. And this alpaca
have
literally
llamas.
Lives
Why
in
would
an
you
apartment.
Not be able to have an alpaca?
You're absolutely right. I'm going to get one because they smile all the time and they honk. They make these little honking noises. I'm pulling out the big guns here, people. Alpacas.
I'm in favor. I can't
right,
say it, but I am in favor.
You can. You're on the radio. You can do it.
You know, for someone who speaks professionally, there are some words that really trip me up, and that is one of them. but, okay, so I'm from St. Louis, as I mention all the time. And one of the interesting things that has happened in the pandemic is all of these companies have said, you know what? Y'all can stay home, work from home. Surprisingly, all of these jobs that we were sure you had to be in the office to do can actually be done remotely, which has, after a couple of, well, we've been here in more than a couple of months. After a while, now rents are starting to go down, supposedly, in places like where you live and in New York and in some of these other really high-priced cities, as people are fleeing to cheaper places or consolidating because the economy is not great. St. Louis, on the other hand, is seeing a spike, supposedly. My mother mentioned that she keeps getting all these phone calls from people, you know, asking to buy her house. And she lives kind of in the boonies. And she's like, why all of a sudden does everyone want my house? And I'm like, it's probably because all the people fleeing the coast are trying to move to St. Louis. And there is starting to be a little bit of data coming in. And that made me smile because, you know, despite some of the, how shall we say, cultural challenges we might have, see Tapestry of Bonkers, there... it is a
that phrase.
It's a nice place.
Dude, Tapestry of Bonkers and Scream Inside Your Heart, I think, need to be the twin embroidered pillows that become the merch of the pandemic era. But also, go St. Louis.
Yay.
Yay. All right, that's it for our daily show. We'll be back tomorrow for a deep dive. And this is going to be a fascinating conversation, I think, on how income inequality destroys nations. It is a threat to national security and our future. And I think we're seeing some of that play out now. In the meantime, send your questions and your comments to makemesmart@marketplace.org. We'll have What Do You Want to Know Wednesday on Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's such an obvious joke, but it did make me chuckle.
And I know, it works every time.
Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Ben Hethcote is our video producer, and Ethan Peretz is our video intern. And thanks to writer-producer Erica Phillips, who will probably help us out with some David references. Today's program was engineered by Drew Jostad.
Our theme music was composed by Ben Tolliday and Daniel Ramirez, and the executive director of On Demand and senior producer this week is Sitara Nieves. And yeah, no, that's it. That's where we stop now.
Monday. Yay.
Monday, done. Boom. In the can.
You know what? We survived. We will live to fight another day.
We will continue to survive with the help of our friends and pictures of alpacas.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.